Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bridging the Gap, a podcast of the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. I am Joel Black, chair of the GASB. In this episode, we are covering a discussion memorandum that was released for public comment on our research into the structure of GAAP. In this episode, our host, Matt Broder, Financial Accounting Foundation Vice President of Communications, will talk with Emily Paul, a senior project manager at the GASB and leader of this research effort. Over to you, Matt.
Joel, thank you so much. We are thrilled to have Emily Paul back on Bridging the Gap. And welcome back, Emily. It's great to see you again.
Great to be here. Thank you, Matt.
We are here today to talk about something that maybe is a little different than some of the other episodes we've done on Bridging the Gap. This is a project that is not so much about a standard setting exercise that our stakeholders would then have to implement. This is really about the structure of GAAP itself. So this is a very, very big picture project that you're here to tell us about. The GASB did recently issue a discussion memorandum related to pre-agenda research on this project about GAAP structure. So at a very high level, can you just talk about what this pre-agenda research is all about and what it's trying to accomplish?
Yes. So the GAAP Structure Pre-Agenda Research Project, the objective of this project is to evaluate the effectiveness of the GASB's existing dual authority structure, and then to consider whether a single authority structure should be pursued. And so when we talk about a dual authority structure, what we really mean by that is that our authoritative GAAP resides in two places. So we have original pronouncements like the individual statements or implementation guides, and we also have the codification. Both of those, the original pronouncements and the codification, have equal authoritative status. So our pre-agenda research started by looking at that current structure, that current dual authority structure. And in our first phase of research, we primarily focused on how stakeholders engage with GASB literature, whether and the extent to which they use the original pronouncements or the codification, and also how that existing dual authority structure is maintained. Based on the results of that first phase, we then moved into a second phase of research where we are looking at whether to pursue a single authority structure, including what that type of structure would look like. And so as part of that second phase of the research, a consultative group was established, and they've really been providing us input as those second phase research activities are carried out.
Interesting. So this consultative group has really been sort of at the table, as it were, to help you further think this through. Can you just say a little bit more about that consultative group?
Absolutely.
What it's made up of?
Yes.
What kinds of people are there to help you with this?
Yes. So our consultative group is composed of 16 GASB stakeholders. We have a diverse set of stakeholders. We have preparers, auditors, we have an academic. And these stakeholders, we've met with our consultative group. We held 4 working sessions really to explore the potential for a single authority structure, what that would look like, what the various aspects might entail, and really help to refine what is now in that discussion memorandum for broader stakeholder feedback.
So that's a lot of consultation. When you think about what you've learned so far, what would some of the reasons be to consider a single authority structure for GASB's GAAP?
So the phase one research really highlighted some of the challenges that exist in a dual authority structure. Some of those findings included a heavy reliance on the individually published standalone original pronouncements and really limited focus on the identified amendments within the original pronouncements or the codification instructions. And so those findings are potentially concerning because they may indicate that that existing dual authority structure might promote a more discrete rather than comprehensive understanding of the GASB literature, and that it may be difficult for stakeholders to follow the evolution of our literature and find all of the necessary and relevant guidance. Additionally, from an internal perspective, maintaining both authoritative original pronouncements and the codification can be cumbersome and complex, and that really is only amplified as more standards are developed and issued.
Well, it does sound like something maybe to be concerned about if a stakeholder is looking at an individual pronouncement, but there's been subsequent activity that might have changed GAP since that original pronouncement was issued. That sounds like something that might be of concern.
Right. And that's really some of the challenges that we heard in that phase one and what compelled in part the board to approve that second phase of research to explore what a single authority structure would look like and what that would entail.
Yeah. So you've pulled all this new knowledge into a discussion memorandum. What is a discussion memorandum for the benefit of our stakeholders, and how is it used in the context of the GASB's project and its research?
So a discussion memorandum broadly is a staff document that is intended to seek comments from stakeholders at a relatively early stage of the project. So in the context of this specific project, this discussion memorandum is being utilized again in the pre-agenda research phase of the project. And it's really intended to inform the board's considerations about whether a project to move to a single authority structure should be added to the board's technical agenda at a future point.
I see. So this is helping the board sort of articulate where it is right now in its thinking, but also being able to query stakeholders very specifically about how they might think about a single authority versus a dual authority. This document obviously must be accessible somewhere. Where can stakeholders find the document, and what is the comment deadline?
So our document, the discussion memorandum, can be found on the GASB's website, gasb.org. And of course, we appreciate all feedback on the discussion memorandum and specifically feedback on the questions that are posed within the discussion memorandum. The comment deadline is August 31st, and you can submit a traditional comment letter, or you can complete an electronic input form, which also poses those same questions that are in the discussion memorandum. Instructions for how to submit those comments can be found within the notice of the document itself, all of which are available on the GASB's website.
So what happens after August 31st, once you've collected all of this feedback?
So the research in total is expected to conclude with the research memorandum in the second quarter of next year. And that research memorandum will articulate the findings from all of the phases, so phase one and phase two. And then after that, the board is expected to consider whether a project should be added to move to a single authority structure.
So at some point in 2027, the board will be deliberating what to do with all of this information that they've received. So that means, Emily, that no good deed goes unpunished. We're going to have you back here on the show to talk about where this project goes after you've had the opportunity to hear from stakeholders.
Always happy to be here.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk to you again at another time on this project.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much for tuning in with us to this episode of Bridging the Gap. We hope you'll join us again, and please be sure to visit gasb.org/podcast to subscribe and to stay updated on future episodes. You can also follow the GASB on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X, previously Twitter. Bridging the Gap is a production of the Financial Accounting Foundation, produced by myself, Eileen Foley, and brought to audiovisual life by Patrick Dorsman. So until next time, keep balancing those books, crunching those numbers, and embracing the art of financial reporting.